Rolling Stones, and it's all over now. Not quite. We have 46 minutes before Radio Jackie ceases broadcasting, before the government gives us a license. If you'd like to come and see us, 32 Central Road in Worcester Park, that is our address. Hopefully downstairs at the moment we have Julie Jones. You there, Julie?
I am, yes, Dave. I'm getting some howl around because somebody here is so keen to listen to Radio Jackie, he's got his radio on. What's your name?
Jimmy Parslow.
And what do you think of Radio Jackie?
I think it's brilliant. I don't know what I'd do when it goes off.
Well, what are you going to do? Because you're going to have to do something after 7 o'clock tonight.
Lie in bed and cry.
Sounds a bit desperate.
They dropped out of the league and they said,
okay,
carry on. And
a lot.
There's
nothing thinking of me.
And Danny Thomas.
And as far as I know, she had a right go at them.
Good for her. What about you? What have you done?
Well, I've supported them all along in their petition and all that lot, and I've started my own one up and gave it in. But I mean, it's pretty desperate now, but hopefully you'll be back within about 6 months.
Yeah, well, obviously we hope so too. Okay, Dave, back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Julie. If you want to be one of those people that Julie's talking to, do pop down to our office, 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. You're listening to the last moments, the last 45 minutes now of Radio Jackie. And with me in the studio this afternoon, or should I say this evening, we've got Kate Davis. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Dave.
How long has it been now?
Oh, 2 years. Yeah.
Long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been really great. It's not exactly easy to say goodbye. I did have something written down, but I don't think I'll bother. Just thanks to all the listeners who've made it possible, and to the staff.
Okay, and of course Radio Jackie's really become a way of life, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, goodness knows what we're going to do now.
Don't know.
Okay, thanks very much. Also, we've got Les here at the moment. Hello, Les.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, listeners. I think there's two things I'd like to say as a final parting shot. One is that I think it's such a great shame to see the studios in the state they're in now, and it's a pity that the people who are here today haven't had the opportunity to see it before. At the moment it looks a complete lash-up, but everything before was so well-run and organised. And the other thing is a message to Radio Mercury. They've waged this campaign to get us off the air, and OK, they've succeeded. But one of the reasons they did this was because they said we were stealing their listeners. I'm sure, from speaking for people today, there is nobody who follows Radio Jackie who is ever going to tune into Radio Mercury. Thank you.
OK, Les, and of course, so how long have you been with the station now?
2 years. 2 years seems like a long time. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
OK, well, hopefully we'll do it all over again quite soon. And so on. Jimmy, you ready to say your goodbyes yet?
Oh, I think I could probably do.
Yes? Okay, well, walk this way. It's a little bit like a sort of doctor's waiting room here, it really is.
Big lump Adams is in the way, excuse me.
Because you've been with the station for ages, haven't you?
6 years just coming up to, yes. It's a very sad day, actually. I'd like to appeal to our local MPs, if they're listening in, which I have a funny feeling they might be, to go and see the Home Secretary and whoever else it appeals to, because a loss of 500,000 votes could be quite a lot, really, couldn't it? Mm. So I think you should listen to your constituents. Yeah. I would appeal to the DTI, but they're only a load of brainless morons with size 10 boots, so I won't bother.
You can't say that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Use crowbars as well, though, Jimmy.
Sorry, Eric.
And because your programme on Saturday and Sunday mornings has become an immensely popular programme, I mean, the amount of mail you get every week is...
Well, it would, John, pretty good.
I mean, what would you say to people that have been regularly listening to you?
Well, thanks very much for your support. I shall wear it constantly. And as far as the TV quiz this week, the DTI took the cards, so I don't know who won.
All right, then. OK, Jimmy, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Goodbye. Radio Jackie, well, you know, that's nearly it. We've only got 42 minutes to go yet. We've still got a lot of goodbyes to say yet, and we've got a lot of great music as well. I only remember this one from Michael Jackson, and Ain't No Sunshine.
You ever want something that you know you shouldn't have? The more you know you shouldn't have it, the more you want it. Thank you.
There'll be no sunshine when we've gone. That's Michael Jackson. 22 minutes past 6, 38 minutes before Radio Jackie closes down. We've got some more presenters with us in the studio who are saying their very final goodbyes. Martin Day, you're the brand new, the newest DJ here.
Yeah, that's right.
So I believe you're the youngest.
Yeah, I'm Radio Jackie's pup.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, well, I mean, compared with all you older chaps,
I think you ought to reveal how old you are.
I'm 19, in fact.
19,
yes.
Just old enough to drink.
only just. I'd just like to say that everybody who's turned up today has been absolutely great. It's been great to see all the people here, and there is still time. In fact, I think there's... Yeah, we've still got time for people who haven't popped down to our studios here at Central Road, Worcester Park, to maybe come in and just say goodbye to the presenters. And I'd like to say thank you to Radio Jackie for actually giving me a chance to come on and do a couple of shows, or one show and 22 minutes of one before we were so rudely interrupted. But I'd like to say thank you to everybody who listened to my show, and thanks to Radio Jackie in general. And I'll miss you all.
Okay, Martin Day. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. And I would like to add, by the way, that the police have been asking us for you not to toot your horns. They've, in fact, asked us to underline the fact that it is actually an offence for you to toot your horn whilst in your motor vehicle. So whatever you do, do not toot your horn whilst going past the Radio Jackie offices. I must stress that you must not toot your horn. You can wave out the window, and possibly you can even shout as well if you like, but you must not toot your horn. That's a message from the local police forces. Also with us this afternoon in the studio is John Preston. Hello, John.
Hello, Dave. Hi. Well, it's a long time since I've been in the studio. In fact, I was here earlier on today, but I think the last time I actually did new programmes was last May or June. But it's rather sad to be back at this time, when to think that it may actually close down finally and we may never see Radio Jackie again. And I really can't realise that it's actually going to happen. And I really can't imagine what South West London's going to be like without Radio Jackie. And I really do hope that the people in charge do get their act together and legalise Radio Jackie, give it a licence, because I think that's really what we've been struggling for right from the beginning, right back in 1969 when it all started. So I'll keep my fingers crossed, and maybe one day, perhaps this isn't the end of an era, perhaps it's the beginning of one, maybe one day we see a real legal Radio Jackie.
Okay, thanks, John. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
Thank you. Also, we got two newsreaders with us, actually. We'll be going to the more amusing one in just a second. He's got a, he's got a very strange sense of humour, our Roger has. First, we've got Chantel. You're a fairly new newsreader, aren't you?
Yeah, in about, 6 months at the most.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the work?
I loved it. I really did, and I'm so sad it's gone.
Yeah. How did you take the news when you realised we were going off the air tonight?
I didn't realise until I got here about 5 minutes ago, and it just sort of sat there and felt like crying. It's just dreadful.
Okay, well, would you like to say goodbye to anyone?
I'd like to say thanks to everybody here, and thanks to everybody out there who's made it possible, and let's hope it's au revoir and not adieu.
Chantel Cook, thanks very much. And Roger Allen, now you're the man with a sense of humour, they say.
Not much of a sense of humour at the moment. I'm one of the people who started the station nearly 16 years ago. We were teenagers then. I don't like to say what I am now. We never took a conscious decision to become a community radio station. It's a change that came about gradually. But it's exactly what we've become over the last 5 years. We serve South West London better than any other station's done before, and better than any ever will again, I'm afraid to say, unless the government sees sense and grant us a licence to broadcast legally, which is an absurd situation. The overwhelming majority of people in South West London would love us to continue, and we'd love to continue, because nobody knows more about broadcasting community radio than we do. But we have to close down, and that's the way it's going to stay, while governments are more concerned with their prestige than with the wishes of the people they're elected to serve. We have proved our point. We've proved you don't need transmitters costing the earth to rent from the IBA, or offices stretching halfway down Portland Place to operate a successful and popular radio station, and that's something they'll never be able to take away from us. Having said which, goodbye.
Thanks very much, Roger. And we'll no doubt see you down the boozer to commiserate later.
Oh, I'll be down the boozer a lot tonight. I might be into late to work tomorrow.
That's Roger Allen. We'll be saying goodbye to some more Radio Jackie presenters between now and 7 o'clock, which means we have 24 minutes before we go off the air. No, I'll retake that. We have 34 minutes before we go off the air.
Precious love.
3 degrees, and when will we see you again? We have 31 minutes before we go off the air, and don't forget, you can come to our offices right now. We're still at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park, though admittedly only just about at 32 Central Road, Worcester Park. Do come along and see us. We're on the air for, as I say, another 31 minutes until 7 o'clock tonight. And I would add, by the way, if you'd like to see copies of our licence application, which we put together over 6 months ago and we sent to the government, if you'd like to see a copy of that, then you're quite welcome to come along. You can get a copy free of charge. That is our licence application, which we put forward 6 months, and of course we'll be putting a forward another one soon as well. Right, we're saying goodbyes to a variety of presenters that have worked for Radio Jackie. What I've got in front of me now is Sarah Trent. Sarah, hello.
Oh, hello, Dave.
How long is it since you've been with Radio Jackie?
I think it's about 3 years.
How does it feel that this is the last moment you'll be talking on Radio Jackie?
I find it quite worrying, and I'm just looking forward to the day that we come back.
You think we will come back?
I think we have to come back. The people of South West London have supported us the whole way, and I don't feel that we should let them down now. They're behind us, and I think we have to work equally hard.
Okay, well, for quite a long time, yeah, you're doing 5 till 7 in the morning.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know how you got up at that time in the morning. That's ridiculous.
Thinking about it now, I don't know how I did either.
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I really, really enjoyed it, and the people wrote in and supported me, and it really was a great time. I felt very happy.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll be able to do the whole thing all over again.
I hope so, very soon.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye. And with us as well in the studio, we've got Becky. Now, Becky is one of the receptionists. She's also voiced a commercial, actually. She only voiced one commercial. And we were all very proud of that one, weren't we, Becky?
Apart from me, yes.
What, are you sounding cheerful on it?
Well, yes, quite cheerful. Mm.
So how long have you been with Radio Jackie now?
I think it's about 6 months, probably, now. Yeah, it's been a great time.
Because you've been very, very involved with the station.
Yes, that's right, and with Peter as well, yeah.
That's right,
being
yes.
Around.
So you're going to be a proud mum soon?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's not going to be named Jackie, I'm afraid, but we did think about it.
We could always call it Dave.
Oh, yes, we could do, yeah. Or Radio.
Yes.
Or Jack.
So, I mean, what would you like to say to people who are listening to Radio Jackie at this precise moment, knowing that we've only got 29 minutes before we go off the air?
I'd really like to say thanks for all the support. It's been really tremendous. And carry on supporting us as much as you have done. You know, don't give up. You know, we're going to be here soon, hopefully.
Okay.
In fact, I can hope say, yeah, we will be here again soon.
Good. All right. Well, Becky, thanks very much.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers. Jerry is another person that's been with Radio Jackie. She's your receptionist here, aren't you?
That's right, Dave.
Okay, in fact, you went on the air for the first time, I think, today, wasn't it?
That's right, yes.
That's right, how was that?
Good. It's a pity they're a bit late, though.
Yeah, right. Well, you made it in the end.
Yes, I made it in the end.
That's what matters. So what on earth are you going to do now? Because, I mean, you've been working full-time for Radio Jackie. You've been on pay as you earn, and you've been paying tax to the government. I mean, what are you going to do with your time now?
After John Dolkill, aren't I?
Yeah. It's a bad day, isn't it?
There's still some work to be done here, then.
Yeah, OK. In fact, I believe
hopefully it won't be too long before we're back to do the work again.
Yeah, I believe the offices are going to be open as well.
Yes.
Good, all right then. OK, well, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Danny.
All right then. And we're still saying goodbyes to people until 7 o'clock tonight. Mark Lawrence was around.
Hello. But,
oh, there you are. You can never find Mark Lawrence, you know. He's a very, very strange fellow.
Always there when you don't need him. Didn't you happen to notice what time the sun set this afternoon, did you?
No, as a matter of fact, no, I didn't, actually.
I've become very fond of telling people what time the sun set in the mornings over the past few months.
Yeah. It's, well, unfortunately, due to action by the Department of Trade and Industry, there was no sunset.
And lighting up time's been abandoned.
Yes.
I'd just briefly like to say thank you to everyone for their support during the time that I've been here. It's obvious, to me at least, that because of the support that we get, we couldn't continue without any support, and because we get so much and enough to continue, that there's obviously a need for something like Radio Jackie in the area. So hopefully this won't be the last time you hear of us, but for the moment, goodbye.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks very much, Mark. Hopefully we'll hear you on Breakfast in the not-too-far-distant future. The last moments of Radio Jackie, 27 minutes before 7 o'clock. And don't forget, if you want to pop in to see us at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park, we want to see you here, so why don't you come on down. You can get the 213 bus, that goes straight past the studio. The nearest British Rail station is Worcester Park Station. And also, there's been a lot of talk recently by other people who are not involved with Radio Jackie. By that I mean people like the Independent Broadcasting Authority, that we've never actually made a licence application. If you want to see the license application that we put together 6 months ago and gave to the government, we're giving out free copies of it this evening, so pop in to see us at 32 Central Road in Worcester Park. We wish to apologise, by the way, for any interference that you're getting on Radio Jackie's broadcast. You may get better reception on 103.3 FM. We are on 103.3 FM and 227 metres medium wave. The bad reception is due to action taken by the Department of Trade and Industry. We're saying our goodbyes at the moment. Joy, hello.
Hi, Dave.
How long have you been around?
What do you mean, how long have I been around?
Well, not how old are you, but I mean how long have you been with the station now?
It seems like years. It's actually only since September.
Yeah, it's a bad moment, isn't it?
Years and years and years, yeah.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed yourself with the station?
Very much, yeah.
It's funny with Radio Jackie, because Radio Jackie seems to have given people, an awful lot of presenters, the chance to make a start, isn't it?
That's right, yes. There are an awful lot who've gone on to other things, an awful lot who've been around a long time, still doing it, yeah.
I think the amazing thing as well, I mean, the vast majority of presenters we use are because of local people.
That's right, yeah, which is really good, which is what it's about, unlike a lot of other stations.
Yeah, right. Because there's been a lot of changes, hasn't there, in Radio Jackie in the last 6 months or so?
Yeah, a lot.
At least we got rid of the soapbox.
That's right, but this is probably the worst one of all.
Yeah, right, it is. Okay, well, I mean, how do you feel about the fact we're going on?
Well, I've got through 6 boxes of Kleenex tonight already.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. That is bad news. I must admit, it hasn't hit a lot of people yet. I mean, most people it will hit when we actually go off at 7.
That's right, it was just driving back. I've just taken an hour for work to come down here, and it's just driving down here and listening to you. And thinking also that I wasn't aware when I did my last programme that it was the last programme, because it's about 3 weeks ago. I think that's happened to a lot of people, and I think that's really sad.
It is, yeah. Okay, Joy, well, for the very final time, isn't it?
Yeah, bye.
All right then, thanks, Joy. Jeff, you're sometimes known as the biggest man on radio.
Well, it has been said before, yes. I'm just touching my head on the ceiling here, but one's got to make an appearance.
If the truth was known, you're actually a 3-foot midget.
Well, actually, there's two of us in here.
So how long have you been with Radio Jackie now?
2 years now, and it seems like a lifetime, but a very enjoyable 2 years. And it's just as it gets closer to 7 o'clock that you get feeling a little sad. And I'm certainly feeling that now, and I'm sure a lot of people that are here in the building tonight will be as well. I've already booked out my shoulders for Jerry to actually sort of cry in a little bit later. It's just a sad time. I think the British radio could do with more stations of this ilk, and it's been doing a good job for a long time, and it's been getting better, and it's about time that people open their eyes to what is available to them.
Okay, Jeff. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, Dave.
And another presenter we got with us this evening is Jim Richmond. You're fairly new to the station, aren't you?
Yes, Dave, very new. And, well, I'm just full of emotion today. It's such a sad time for me. And as you said earlier, everybody, of course, with Radio Jackie, you've given the chance to show their talents over the air. But most of all, to you, the people who listen to Radio Jackie, without you, we couldn't be where we are today. It's a very sad time for me. And thanks to everyone. Please support Radio Jackie in the future, and I'm sure we will be back.
Thanks, Jim. And one presenter that isn't with us this evening, that maybe should have been, actually, is Jerry King. I'll pass on his goodbyes. Another person that's with us is a name that you may not recognise. It's Eddie Lloyd. Now, Eddie, if you'll step this way. In fact, you were with the station way back in 1969 when we first started.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. I was with the station when it started in 69 with Mike Knight and one or two of the others, yeah?
Yes, in fact, Roger Allen was around as well.
That's right, Roger, yeah.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, I joined the station after you, so I'm a fairly new boy, really.
Possibly, yeah, but I'd just like to say that for a lot of people, Radio Jackie in Southwest London has become a way of life. And I feel very sad tonight that Radio Jackie is going off the air, and I hope they will be back very shortly with a licence.
And of course,
God bless.
A lot of things have changed, haven't they, since we first came on the air?
Yeah, well, when we started it off, it was on a Sunday morning with car batteries and a transmitter in the field, being pursued by the post office, you know. Mr. Gotts was on his bike then, you know. But you've come forward in leaps and bounds, and it's a fantastic station, and I appreciate everything that's being done. Okay. It's a great station.
All right, Eddie. Yeah. Thanks very much for talking to us. And Kate, I think you're back with us. I thought you said goodbye.
I did say goodbye. Actually, some little girls have actually brought us a couple of lovely letters, which I just wanted to read out. The first one says, Dear Radio Jackie, I'm very sorry that you have to come off the air, and I'm very sad, with lots of love from Andy Grove, who lives in Worcester Park, and she says she loves us all, which is fantastic. And there's another little letter which says, I tried to support you all, but I think it failed. I will not listen to Radio Mercury. I will like you to come back on the air when you can, and that's with all our love from Andrea Martin and Reese. I didn't get very well before, but just thanks to the listeners, because they're great.
All right, thanks, Kate.
Thanks.
And, of course, before we actually do go off the air, there's a few more goodbyes we've got to say. Lucinda Hopkins, who's, in fact, a computer expert with the station, rung in to say that she's sorry she couldn't be here tonight, wishes us all the best of luck. Thanks very much, Lucinda. And also there's a few dedications people have been ringing up. Lynn Clark in Wallington wants us to say hello and says, keep up all the good work. Unfortunately, we can only do that for another 18 minutes. Who else has called in? Andy Savage and Jerry Clark and the 16th Morden Sherwood Scubs. They wish Radio Jackie every success in obtaining a licence, and let's hope that they can hear the great sounds on the air again soon. And also hello to, I think it's Mum and Dad and Sister, that's from Joanne Merton in Sutton, and they hope that Radio Jackie gets a licence, and we all hope that Radio Jackie gets a licence too. You're listening to the last moments of Radio Jackie. It's now 18 minutes before 7. That's a song that was originally done by Al Green. That's Tina Turner and Let's Stay Together. It would be a nice thought. 14 minutes before we go off the air, we're still saying our goodbyes. People that are in the studio now are Radio Jackie presenters, past and present, and we're talking to them. Bob.
Hello. I'd just like to say that as a result of action by originally started by Radio Mercury, 250,000 people are without their favourite radio station. I just hope those 250,000 people remember who stopped us.
That's right. Right. Yeah. And how long have you been with us now? It's what?
15 months.
Yeah.
It's a sad day.
Every minute of it.
Yeah.
Nice people. Yeah, it's good social life as well.
Yeah, it is. Very nice. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll return.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will be back, definitely. It's not the end, it's the beginning.
Right. All right. Cheers, Bob. Also with the studio is Jeff. Of course, normally you'd be coming on the air in about 14 minutes, wouldn't you, Jeff?
I would indeed, but I won't be, unfortunately. Yeah. It's very difficult to say things tonight. A few things I'd like to say. I'd like to thank everybody here at Radio Jackie for giving me a great break in radio and all the listeners for supporting the programme, especially everyone who's given me a hand with the Saturday sport programme, notably Ernie Cook from Streatham Ice Rink and all the local soccer news that we've had from that. Thanks very much indeed. And I hope that we'll be back and be able to provide that service which no other station provides in this area.
I hope you'll be back with us as well.
I hope so very much too. I'd also like to thank Jerry, James and Tina for their help. They can't hear us at the moment. They're in Gloucester, but very, very big thanks to them for all their help in the past.
Yeah, in fact, Jerry is because the guy that originally did breakfast on, or didn't originally do breakfast, but did breakfast quite a long time on the station.
Absolutely. And he followed me for a bit, and he was on before me a few times as well. I'd just like to say thanks very much indeed to everybody. It's a great shame it's happened, and hopefully we'll be back very, very soon. Goodbye from Jeff Rogers.
For the final time. Thanks, Jeff.
Hello, David. There's just a few things I'd like to say. I'd like to say thank you to everybody who's either written in or phoned in on the breakfast shows between 6 and 10 on a Saturday and Sunday. I'd also like to thank yourself for helping me with a few things when I started off with the station. I've only been with it for about 6 months, but already I feel part of a family. Or I did feel part of a family. I hope we're all going to stick together, even though we're not going to be broadcasting. I hope we all stick together and get back together again and really show the government. If it isn't the government, I don't know who it is. I'm not really up on the politics of the whole thing, but I think they maybe got the year wrong, the DTI. I think they think this is still 1984, and maybe they've been reading the book. I'm not too sure, but let's all get back together again and let's really show them. And as far as Radio Mercury goes, I'm not going to say anything about them because you can't say anything about them. They are literally a non-entity. So anyway, thanks to yourself, David, and once again thanks to everybody who's listened to the show, and goodbye from me. I hope you hear from me soon.
Thanks very much, Keith. It's very strange that Keith mentions Radio Mercury because, as you may be aware, Radio Mercury did serve an injunction on Radio Jackie. They wished us to stop broadcasting because they said that we were stealing listeners and stealing local advertisers. They broadcast to Reigate and Crawley, we broadcast to South West London. Seems very strange. I wonder why they said it. Another one guy with us at the moment is Richard Jackson. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Dave.
In fact, I can remember you around with the station, 10 years ago?
I was in December 1974. And done all sorts of things between now and then. And I'd like to thank everybody on Radio Jacket, including yourself and Mike Knight, and Tony, who was running the station until last November, and everybody else. The building is absolutely packed from the bottom up to the roof, and I'm really overwhelmed. I'd also like to thank the thousands and thousands of people that we've tried to raise money for, people who, all the social groups, the Epsom Kidney Fund, St. Heber's Hospital, and so many other people. Also all the advertisers, Pacific Building Supplies, just this past 2 weeks, a brand new advertiser, and they've been phoning up the DTI, they've been phoning up the MPs today, they've been phoning up the IBA today, they've phoned up Radio Mercury today, they've been sending most of their customers over here, so my thanks to them, and my thanks to you for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Who else we got here? Very depressing time for Radio Jackie. In fact, we only have 10 minutes to go before we go off the air. Time is running out. Stephen Angel is with us at the moment. Stephen.
Hello.
Of course, it's quite short.
It is. It's... people for being so loyal to us. I'd also like to thank all the listeners to my show, Swing Time, and to all of the listeners. Palfin show, Memory Lane. Bob can't be with us at the moment. He was here earlier this afternoon, but I'd like to express his thanks for him now. I'd just like to leave by saying that I think the spirit of community radio will live on in much the same way that the spirit of swing music has lived on.
All right, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
All right, then. Another person that's with us this evening is Charles. I'm going to get a right tizzy here, I must admit.
It's Roger Michael, and I'd just like to say very briefly that associated with the station for a very long time, but the short while I have been, it's become very much like a family. There's a tremendous spirit here of dedication and enthusiasm from everybody, and I think that the powers that be, the government and the DTI and everyone else, really ought to see the spirit that has made this station what it is over 16 years. It's something quite phenomenal, and the public that are with us today, filling the building from door to ceiling, packing the studio in the way. So as I say goodbye, I just hope it won't be.
This is Key Broadcasting on 227 metres on 103.3 FM. We're very sorry about that small break in broadcasting. That was due to action originally taken by the Department of Trade and Industry. It's now 7 minutes to seven. You're listening to the last moments of Radio Jackie. And one of the voices of Radio Jackie, which really will never be forgotten, is Rob Randall. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
David, you amaze me.
David, I just want to say something to the listener, and that is, I want to say au revoir and not goodbye, and I want to say that I'm looking forward enormously to doing my programmes legally.
Well, I'm sure we will do.
Thank you.
Once again, goodbye, Rob.
You've been wonderful.
Thanks very much. Who else we got in here? We've got Chris Barrett, so originally from the early 70s.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's come a long way since then, and all I can say is, and I feel really, really sad that it's got to close, you know, but, you know, it's just got to come back, because if it don't, I don't know, I feel like crying now, you know. It's unbelievable.
I must admit, it's a very bad time. There was also another presenter that actually did a couple of overnights with us once. We must say hello to you, John. Hello, John.
Hello, Dave.
The very last time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Any last thoughts?
Well, I just hope we do come back on, and that when we do come back on, we are legal. And obviously, thanks for everybody, and thanks for the help that has come in from the public over the years.
All right, John, once again, goodbye.
Goodbye, Dave.
Thanks very much. One person that was never actually a presenter, but made an awful lot of cups of tea, Martin.
Hello. Hello, Dave.
Thanks for tea.
That's quite all right, Dave. It's what I'm used to. How many cups of tea was it a day?
Quite a few.
Must be at least 40, 50, I'm sure.
Well, hopefully you can come and make cups of tea on another radio station serving South West London in the not-too-far distant future.
I certainly hope so.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And Stuart Jeffries, we can never forget Stuart Jeffries. Hello, Stuart.
You better not. You'll be
you
in trouble.
I was going to forget you, didn't you?
Yeah, I did actually. I was nudging my way towards the microphone. I've got to get in quick. I'd just like to say I think it's obviously a great shame driving into the studio this evening, listening to you on the radio. And I was thinking of that record, Silence is Golden. I was thinking there's not going to be much golden silence in South West London this evening. The biggest shame that I think is that thousands and thousands of people are going to be deprived of a pleasure that is one of life's few. It's free. And I think it's a great shame.
All right, it's a painful time, but
it is.
You will be later. I will be later. Yeah. Goodbye.
All the best.
All right then. I'm trying to think who else we've forgotten. There's another presenter called John McCarthy. John.
Yes. Hello.
Many years ago, isn't it?
Many years ago, indeed. I'd just like to say how sad I am that the station's closing, and I guess we'll all be back again one day, soon.
All right, well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Take it away before I cry.
Well, time is slowly running out. And, of course, with me on Radio Jackie, is a guy called Dave Stevens. Now, Dave Stevens and I have been joint programme directors on the station for a fair time now, Ado.
Yes, thank you, Dave. I joined Radio Jackie when it was just 1 year old. That's 15 years ago. I've thoroughly enjoyed my work with the station as a DJ, newsreader, and with yourself as joint programme controller. The most enjoyable part of the work has been serving the local community, which couldn't have been done in this way on a larger station. The number of people who have visited us today in Central Road, Worcester Park, is proof enough to me that the local community want to see us licensed. I hope to be back working for Radio Jackie soon, once we have a license. Goodbye.
Thanks very much, Dave. And I guess it's really the time now for me to say my goodbyes as well, which is something that I've never really wanted to do, which is quite a depressing moment, I must admit. I started with Radio Jackie back in about 1970, and I moved on. Actually got involved with IBA Radio, and then I saw the error of my ways and got involved with Radio Jackie. All I can say is thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure doing it for you, and I hope we'll do it again. Thanks very much, and goodbye. And now here's Peter Rivers, the station coordinator of Radio Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Shall I hold this microphone?
Okay, yeah, why not? Give me a break.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everyone for their support of the station over the last 15 years and 11 months of broadcasting. In particular, the founder members of staff who are still with the station today. That's Michael Knight, who unfortunately can't be with us at the moment, Dave Stevens, Roger Allen, Ian West, and Dave Owen. We'd also like to say our particular thanks to the councillors and MPs who have supported our repeated applications for a licence to broadcast to South West London. I think in particular I could single out Ken Cole and Debbie Magnall on Sutton Council, David Edwards, the Conservative leader of Kingston Council, and MPs Simon Hughes, Dick Tracy, Archie Hamilton and Angela Rumbold. I'd like you to remember them. For almost 16 years, Radio Jackie has tried to demonstrate that small business radio, charging sensible advertising rates and serving a local community, can be successful both economically and in terms of numbers of listeners. Indeed, it's only due to the success of Radio Jackie that Radio Mercury, an IBA station serving the Reigate and Crawley area, has taken legal action against us. Indeed, at the moment we believe that the medium wave may have been taken off, so if I hope everyone's listening on FM at the moment, I'm sure you are, those who are still with us. We'd very much like you as a listener to this station to make your views clearly known. Tell the IBA, Radio Mercury, the DTI, your MP, your councillor, and most importantly, Leon Britton, the Home Secretary, why you think Radio Jackie should be licensed to serve South West London. If you'd like to do that, the address to write to, and please do write this down. If you haven't got a chance now, ring us at our office tomorrow. We'll be here for the rest of the week on the usual telephone numbers. But if you can write this address down now, please do so and write to him today. He is the Right Honourable Leon Britton, the Home Office, Queen Anne's Gate, London, South West 1. That's the Right Honourable Leon Britton, the Home Office, Queen Anne's Gate, London, South West 1. Say why you want a station licence to serve South West London that provides the unique service that I believe Radio Jackie provides. In just a few moments, Radio Jackie will be closing down voluntarily, something that could have been done before the violent and offensive behaviour of the Department of Trade and Industry officials during the two raids we've experienced over the last 3 days, and I'm sure you all know about and have read about in your papers or seen on the TV. We hope and believe that Radio Jackie has changed the pattern of British radio for the better. Why, when every other Western democracy can permit hundreds of radio stations, literally hundreds, can the same not happen in Britain? We believe that eventually radio listeners will have a free choice to listen to the stations they want to listen to, playing the music they want to listen to, talking about the issues they want to hear about, and giving the news and charity and local information about events and places they want to hear about. Now, as a result of this station closing, 15 people will be losing their jobs, and a quarter of a million regular listeners will be deprived of the station they voluntarily choose to listen to. Personally, my name is Peter Rivers. I'd like to say thank you for everyone who I've been working with over the last two and a half years. It's been a fantastic time in my life, and finally I'd just like to say we hope to be back as soon as possible as a licensed radio station, and with your help, Radio Jackie will be licensed to serve South West London. Thank you.
That is the official theme tune of Radio Jackie. The time on Radio Jackie is now 2 minutes past seven. For the last 16 years, you've been listening to Radio Jackie. We hope you can listen again in the future. And that really is just about it from us. Even as I speak, we think the Department of Trade and Industry is actually at the medium wave location, taking our medium wave transmitter. And being as we're voluntarily closing down, it makes you think. That is it from Radio Jackie. There are hundreds of people. Well, there's got to be 500-600 people around the studio complex at the moment. It's an amazing feeling, and unfortunately, it's all about to die. For the very final time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
And we'll leave you with Dusty Springfield.
Southwest London, close enough to care.